We all know Detroit's in trouble. A bankrupt city full of crumbling houses, abandoned factory buildings, and a fast dwindling population. But while the politicians, unions, and investors slug it out in bankruptcy court and grasp for their share of what little cash the city has left, ordinary citizens are left to make do in a city with no functioning government. This is what happens when people are left to their own devices. This is Anarchy in Detroit.
It's like a biker gang, but lawnmowers. Gang colors. You know, you can't buy this t-shirt, you have to earn it.
Tom Nardone started the mower gang once the city stopped maintaining its parks. But back then, it wasn't really a gang. It was just him with a mower.
Yeah, I was surprised when the first person showed up. I couldn't believe it. I was like, all right, I guess someone else is as crazy as I am. When they close them, they don't put a wall up around the place. They just stop caring. They stop mowing. You know, a scrapper here has stolen all the chain link off of this place, and they just stop coming around. I care about little kids, and I think they should be given an opportunity and a place to play. And if their parents and the government that they've elected can't accomplish that, then maybe someone should step in. And fortunately, you know, myself and a lot of these other guys have the financial wherewithal to do that.
If you've ever read Democracy in America, de Tocqueville addresses this issue in some detail and very well. He talks about Americans are always forever forming these associations to put together resources, not only in terms of financial resources, but in terms of talent resources to make their community, their city, their state a better place. And I think that's part of our cultural capital here, whether it's in Ishpeming, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Los Angeles, New York, that sort of thing. You have a lot of people with that rich tradition behind them. They know it and want to be part of it.
We don't accomplish that much. I mean, we keep 10 parks in a poor state of repair. The city, when it operated properly, kept 300 parks in great shape.
While the mower gang can't save Detroit, or even Detroit's parks by itself, it is but one example of private citizens working together to make Detroit a better place.